For example, PR for DJ Kier, today's date is 09/22/2025. Location is for Mr. Joseph Shagnessy. Shagnessy is spelled Shaughnessy. Joseph spells Joseph. Date of birth is 11/13/1955. This is a a 69-year-old gentleman here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, patient has a history of hypertension, diabetes type 2, obesity. Is there for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill period. Next paragraph, review system. Patient reports of right-sided chest pain. Said he fell from his bed onto a wooden floor about a week or two ago. I was hoping the pain goes away, but he still has experienced pain with deep breaths and touch period. He denies a shortness of breath, denies dyspnea period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes period. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% of room air. Blood pressure is 146/102. Repeat blood pressure 140/44/98. Next paragraph. Correction. Next line, pulse 90. Respiration 18, temperature 97.7, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range motion and rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort, secondary to pain. Next paragraph, no paradoxical motion, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no step off, no crepitus, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis period. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, no rebound, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, no tenderness of palpation. Abdomen is distended secondary to obesity. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, 1 plus pitting edema bilaterally period, open parentheses, this is consistent with this ongoing history of CHF, close parentheses. The next paragraph, neural alert oriented on 3, cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions and normal, moods and effect of normal period. Next paragraph, assessment of plan. Assessment number 1 is hypertension, number 2 diabetes type 2, number 3 obesity, number 4 rib contusion, number 5 chest wall pain, number 6 blurred vision period. Next paragraph, health maintenance. Patient was referred for a colonoscopy, number 2. It was referred to optometry for a routine eye exam, considering he's diabetic and hypertension, to screen for diabetic neuropathy. Next paragraph, health maintenance. Patient was referred for a colonoscopy and eye exam. Next paragraph, today we did x-ray of patient's chest and rib. There appears to be a non-displaced fracture at rib number 5. The cardiac silhouette is enlarged. The major sinus is not widened. However, I want to get a CT scan of this patient's chest to assess for pulmonary contusion, pneumonia, and hemothorax period. Pneumohemothorax period. Next paragraph. This was explained to the patient. The patient was advised that he should make an appointment to have the study done as soon as possible. He was given a consultation for community radiology clinic period. Today we did the following labs: CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, testosterone, TSH, T3, T4, vitamin D. Next paragraph, patient's medication were refilled as follows. Glyburide, 2.5 milligrams, 1 POBID, 90 days, number 180. Next medication, Eliquis, 5 milligrams, 1 POBID for 9 days, number 180. Next medication, potassium, 20 milliequivalent, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, amlodipine, 5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, carvedilol, 1 PO daily for 9, carvedilol, 25 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 9 days, number 180. Next medication, furosemide, 40 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of the patient.